96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Cable Hayward Area Arts Council has announced the return of the Art Crawl, an open studio and gallery tour through the Northwoods of Wisconsin. The free self-guided tour will feature 25 stops across the Northwoods, where more than 40 artists will open their studios and galleries to the public. The tour includes stops near Drummond, Cable, Sealy, Hayward, Springbrook, Winter, and Stone Lake. Artists will demonstrate their techniques at many of the sites, giving visitors a chance to engage directly with the artists. The Art Crawl runs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on August 7th and 8th, and from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on August 9th. You can find brochures with maps at the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce and other local businesses. More information about participating artists and tour locations can be found at artcrawlwi.org. Two Hayward Area businesses have received statewide recognition for their contributions to Wisconsin's outdoor recreation industry. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Office of Outdoor Recreation announced the 2026 Governor's Outdoor Industry Awards last week. Among the seven recipients, Mount Telemark Village was named Destination of the Year, and Hayward Power Sports earned the Outdoor Business of the Year award. According to a press release, officials say Telemark Village was recognized for its transformation into a year-round destination through investments in trails, snowmaking infrastructure, and community spaces that support tourism and the local economy. Hayward Power Sports was honored for its customer service, support of local outdoor recreation, and commitment to helping riders, boaters, and outdoor enthusiasts enjoy Wisconsin year-round. Three other Hayward area organizations were also nominated for awards, including Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation, and the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau. A full list of award recipients and nominees is available at the Wisconsin Office of Outdoor Recreation website. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress is inviting residents to submit proposed resolutions for the 2027 spring hearings. The Conservation Congress is a citizen advisory group that makes recommendations to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the Natural Resources Board on the management of the state's natural resources. Each year, Wisconsin residents can suggest ideas for changes or new policies through the resolution process. Residents may submit up to two resolutions. Proposed resolutions must address issues of statewide concern, be practical and achievable, and fall within the Conservation Congress's mission. The deadline to submit resolutions is February 8th. After the submission period closes, qualifying proposals will be reviewed and included in the 2027 spring hearings, where the public will have the opportunity to provide input next April. More information and instructions for submitting a resolution is available on the Wisconsin Conservation Congress and DNR spring hearings webpage. As boat traffic picks up ahead of the 4th of July holiday, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding boaters and anglers to help prevent the spread of invasive species. The reminder comes as part of the annual Great Lakes Landing Blitz running through July 12th. During the two-week event, volunteers with the Clean Boats, Clean Waters program will be at boat landings across Wisconsin, sharing information on how to keep invasive plants and animals from spreading between lakes and rivers. The DNR says Wisconsin law requires boaters to take several steps to help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species. That includes inspecting boats, trailers, and equipment before and after use, removing any mud, plants, or animals, draining all water from boats and equipment, including live wells, ballast tanks, and fish buckets, never moving aquatic plants or live fish from one water body to another, and throwing unwanted bait in the trash. More information about aquatic invasive species and how to prevent their spread is available on the DNR's website. For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress is inviting residents to submit proposed resolutions for the 2027 spring hearings. The Conservation Congress is a citizen advisory group that makes recommendations to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the Natural Resources Board on the management of the state's natural resources. Each year, Wisconsin residents can suggest ideas for changes or new policies through the resolution process. Residents may submit up to two resolutions. Proposed resolutions must address issues of statewide concern, be practical and achievable, and fall within the Conservation Congress's mission. The deadline to submit resolutions is February 8th. After the submission period closes, qualifying proposals will be reviewed and included in the 2027 spring hearings, where the public will have the opportunity to provide input next April. More information and instructions for submitting a resolution is available on the Wisconsin Conservation Congress and DNR spring hearings webpage. As boat traffic picks up ahead of the 4th of July holiday, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding boaters and anglers to help prevent the spread of invasive species. The reminder comes as part of the annual Great Lakes Landing Blitz running through July 12th. During the two-week event, volunteers with the Clean Boats, Clean Waters program will be at boat landings across Wisconsin, sharing information on how to keep invasive plants and animals from spreading between lakes and rivers. The DNR says Wisconsin law requires boaters to take several steps to help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species. That includes inspecting boats, trailers, and equipment before and after use, removing any mud, plants, or animals, draining all water from boats and equipment, including live wells, ballast tanks, and fish buckets, never moving aquatic plants or live fish from one water body to another, and throwing unwanted bait in the trash. More information about aquatic invasive species and how to prevent their spread is available on the DNR's website. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Three people were hospitalized in Grand Chute yesterday when a van smashed into a building. Grand Chute police say just before 4 p.m., a minivan crashed through the front entrance of Matthews Tire on College Avenue. Authorities haven't released the cause of the crash or condition of those injured, but say they'll share that information as the investigation continues. Nearly two dozen buildings on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus are temporarily closing due to air conditioning issues. Vice Chancellor for Finance and Administration Robert Kramer says a broken chilled water line significantly reduced the university's ability to cool certain buildings down. Crews are working to install about 30 temporary chillers across campus until a permanent line can be installed, which is expected to take at least a month. University leaders say campus will stay open for classes and work, with some buildings set to have an increase in temperature to ensure other facilities are prioritized. As we get through day two of extreme heat warnings, safety experts are offering some tips on how to stay safe. They say never leave a child or pet in a locked car in this kind of heat, even with the windows open. Authorities say children and pets are especially vulnerable, and temperatures inside a car can become deadly in a matter of minutes. They say don't wait. If you see a child or a pet inside a locked car right now, call 911 immediately. Energy experts say there are ways to keep your home cooler, too. They recommend keeping shades and blinds closed during the day to block out sun, and only use fans and air conditioning in rooms where you spend the most time. It also helps to wait until closer to sundown, they say, to run heat-generating appliances like your stove, dishwasher, or washer and dryer. 4th of July road trips in Wisconsin remain highly popular, even as drivers face peak summer fuel costs. Civic Media's Melissa Kay takes a look at what you can expect to pay at the pump.
Average gas prices fell 8.7 cents per gallon over the last week, the average landing at $3.63 on Monday. This is 57.8 cents per gallon, lower than a month ago, but 66.7 cents higher than this time last year. Average prices are at the lowest level since mid-March. That's according to officials at GasBuddy. The U.S. and Iran traded attacks towards the end of the week. However, hostilities halted just in time Sunday, preventing what could have been a significant spike in oil prices. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Though the situation is anything but predictable, GasBuddy officials anticipate the national average to continue drifting lower this week. As we look forward to those holiday weekend road trips, many Wisconsinites will be hitting the water. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people that keeping lakes clean starts with a few simple steps. During the Great Lakes Landing Blitz, workers will be at boat launches statewide to talk with visitors about stopping invasive species. The message is straightforward: inspect gear, remove plants, and drain all water before leaving. Officials say following these rules helps protect Wisconsin's waters and keeps them healthy for everyone. Wisconsin dairy farms could soon get more help finding workers, but only for short-term needs. New federal guidance now allows some dairy operations to use the H-2A migrant worker program if they can show the work is seasonal. Farm Bureau leaders say that's a step forward, though it does not solve the bigger issue of year-round labor. The program has grown quickly in Wisconsin. Dairy farmers are expected to use it on a limited basis as they adjust to the new rules. Fourth of July road trips in Wisconsin remain highly popular, even as drivers face peak summer fuel costs. Civic Media's Melissa Kay takes a look at what you can expect to pay at the pump.
Average gas prices fell 8.7 cents per gallon over the last week, the average landing at $3.63 on Monday. This is 57.8 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but 66.7 cents higher than this time last year. Average prices are at the lowest level since mid-March. That's according to officials at GasBuddy. The U.S. and Iran traded attacks towards the end of the week. However, hostilities halted just in time Sunday, preventing what could have been a significant spike in oil prices. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Though the situation is anything but predictable, GasBuddy officials anticipate the national average to continue drifting lower this week. As we look forward to those holiday weekend road trips, many Wisconsinites will be hitting the water. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people that keeping lakes clean starts with a few simple steps. During the Great Lakes Landing Blitz, workers will be at boat launches statewide to talk with visitors about stopping invasive species. The message is straightforward: inspect gear, remove plants, and drain all water before leaving. Officials say following these rules helps protect Wisconsin's waters and keeps them healthy for everyone. Wisconsin dairy farms could soon get more help finding workers, but only for short-term needs. New federal guidance now allows some dairy operations to use the H-2A migrant worker program if they can show the work is seasonal. Farm Bureau leaders say that's a step forward, though it does not solve the bigger issue of year-round labor. The program has grown quickly in Wisconsin. Dairy farmers are expected to use it on a limited basis as they adjust to the new rules. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers go for a series win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the Brewers and Reds 4-game series tonight in Milwaukee. The crew with a 7-2 win last night, hitting 5 singles in a row during a 4-run rally against the Reds' Rhett Lauder. Manager Terry Francona asked, did it feel like death by paper cuts?
Kind of took his words right out of my mouth. That's exactly, I mean, they hit a couple balls really hard and they hit a lot of singles, and I'm not taking anything away from what they do. They put the ball in play. They hit the ball the other way. You've heard me say it a million times. You're going to get rewarded for that. And they run.
Sal Frelick with the go-ahead RBI single in the fourth.
Yeah, great inning. I think we kind of said before the game off Lauder there, just take your singles. Be aggressive. Just require almost like death by paper cuts.
In Badgers news, Wisconsin in talks with Sean Eichhorst as their next athletic director. Eichhorst from Lone Rock, Wisconsin, has worked for Nebraska, Miami, and was once an assistant to Barry Alvarez at Wisconsin with sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms from about midday through this afternoon. A couple of those could be strong to severe, so be weather aware today. High of 85 tonight, scattered thunderstorm 63 tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high right around 87. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.